Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that's capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Jennings Wire blogger and happiness author and expert, Hita Shpak, whose new book, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, helps everyone who feels like life is a little crazy these days. So we'll be discussing simple ways to simplify your life and stop feeling overwhelmed. So welcome, Hita.
Thanks so much, Stacey. I'm very happy to be here.
Now, I guess the first question we have is, what exactly do you mean by shiny objects not required?
Well, you know what? There are lots of things around us that distract us. And when I talk about those shiny objects, I mean all those things that get our attention for a short term, which distract us from maybe focusing on the things that are truly important in our lives.
So, material goods, different things. Things that we think we should have. Maybe society tells us we need to have, and we are trying to pursue, we're trying to get those things, but really, with the simple life, they don't really matter.
No, they don't. I mean, obviously, you know, a new car or an addition to the home or a great piece of jewelry are always great to have. And they do actually satisfy and make us happy in the short term, Stacey, but if we're looking for a really centralized sense of contentment and self-fulfillment, then these kind of external things, these kind of shiny objects, as I call them, are really not going to give us that sense of contentment.
And when we're talking about finding that happiness or trying to keep up with it, and we may think it's like keeping up with the Joneses, having what everybody else has, and those sorts of things, our lives can become pretty crazy and overscheduled. You know, if you have children and families, they've got to be in the activities that the other kids in the neighborhood, their kids are, those types of activities that they're in. You've always got to one-up somebody, it feels like. And you're right, that's not really happiness. But how do you know when this kind of overscheduled, crazy life, what are some of the signs that's come to a breaking point, that it's about to snap?
It is about the snap, Stacey, and you make a really good point here. A lot of us, and there's many of us, are caught in our schedules, are caught in routines and in repeating days that seem to be filled with all manner of activities, obviously with work, picking up kids, getting groceries, you name it. And because we are now dialed into life 24/7, if I may say this, Our ability to sort of zone out, to take a time out, is that much more challenged. We just don't have that anymore because somebody or something can get to us 24 hours a day. And that being said, when we have this happening, and of course we've got the pressure, whether it's media, or whether it's our neighbor, whether it's our parents, whether it's our girlfriend, all these stimuli are telling us, persuading us, cajoling us, making us even emotionally think that we need more than we already have. And that is the nature of being in a consumer society that has brought us to a point, as you say, of overwhelm.
And so we're in this busy, distracting life. How can we move towards, how can we at least start? I'm sure somewhat of a process. You don't just drop a whole way of life in one day, or maybe you do. Who knows? But how do you start to move from that busy, distracting life to more of a purpose-driven, simple one?
Good question, Stacey. I think the first thing that happens, and usually there is, and you may even remember something in your own situation, where there is a crisis. And you asked me earlier, what are some of the signs? The crisis can be health-related in the sense that you're getting heart palpitations or you're not able to sleep because you're anxious already about what you need to do the next day. or they're, you've gone to the doctor and he's said to you, you've got high blood pressure. And that high blood pressure, those back pains, the sense of sweats that sometimes people get when they are in what I call adrenaline mode. They're in that fight flight response. And some of you out there, you'll know that about yourself because you won't be able to relax. It's like you've got your internal engine running and that engine won't stop. And that's probably a prime reason for you to go, oh my gosh, I've got to do something about this situation. It's when you feel that sense of being out of control, and that if there's just one more tiny thing added to your already full agenda, then you're going to just simply, have the nervous breakdown. You're going to say you can't get to work. You're going to get sick. Your body will tell you it is diseased. It has a sense of not being in ease. And of course, if other things, the crisis may be that you've been having a difficult relationship either with your partner, with your boss, and that erupts and causes you incredible fallout, again, either through a mental crisis or physical crisis, as I've already mentioned.
And so we don't want to get to that point, but if we do, how do you start to move more towards that simple life? What are some things that people can do to try and make that shift?
The number one thing, and this is the number one thing I think for anybody, is first of all, you have a sense of awareness. You know something's not right, Stacey, because you can feel it in your body, you can feel it in your mind, you can feel it all around you. Once that happens, that state of awareness is there, the number one thing that I suggest and highly recommend is that you take downtime, that you retreat into a state of quiet. Now, most of us are around noise all the time. And when we are in that state of noise, we can't listen. We can't even know what we're really feeling or thinking inside because we never go there. So the first step toward getting on that road to a more simple and happier life is actually finding time for quiet. So whether you would do it taking a walk in the morning, meditating, taking a bath and closing the door so the kids don't get in, working in your garden by yourself. These kind of things allow you to finally experience silence. And if I were going to call anything a real problem in today's society, it is that lack of silence that does not permit us to be able to really and truly feel and hear ourselves on the inside.
Now, Kita, we could talk all day about the different things that people can do. As, you know, they take one step, take the next step. What would be your one piece of advice that you would leave our listeners with today?
It would be, Stacey, taking that downtime, that piece of quiet time, and repeating it. It would be saying to yourself, I deserve to be happier, calmer, in a more serene state. I need to declutter. And simplifying one's life is decluttering not only on the outside. In other words, having the garage sale, cleaning up your bedroom, whatever the case may be. But more importantly, Stacey, it is going inside and starting to declutter all the rituals, all the habits, all the beliefs that perhaps some of us have been carrying around for years, and we've never really done an inventory on. And so it's like being overloaded with clothes going away on a vacation, and you're taking winter clothes and you're going to the Dominican Republic. It just doesn't make sense. So at some point, you need to disrobe. You need to unclothe yourself on the inside so you can really figure out who you are and what you're all about.
Well, Kita, thank you so much for joining us today and offering these nuggets of wisdom. They are very helpful. And Kita, of course, is one of our bloggers on JenningsWire, so you can check out all of her posts on JenningsWire.com. And to learn more about Kita, all of her books and services, you can visit her website, KitaSpack.com, and we'll spell that. That's KitaSpack.com, KitaSpack.com. And her new book, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, is available on Amazon as well as BarnesandNoble.com. So thanks again, Kita, for being here with us.
Thanks so much, Stacey. It's been a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of the talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit Jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.